Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday.
Hello.
No, that's Friday. Yeah. So how's everyone doing? Hello.
Good. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. Thank you for asking.
I don't think I'm quite over the Cloverdale incident, but, you know, I'm working my way through
it. You really hung up on that. I'm
well,
sorry.
Me and Cloverdale.
Cloverdale's
Come
fine
on.
With it.
We took it with no
like,
Vaseline.
Worse.
It's not right.
Oh, my God. Don't use Vaseline. It's not good for for anything. Never use Vaseline. Just a
tip. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It hurts more. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Hurt. Bad. Anyway.
Without, right?
Yeah, no,
without. Okay.
Right. Ouch. Ow.
Find a nice water-based lube.
I don't know what you mean.
You don't want the petroleum-based.
Anyway.
You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Someday you'll have your wave pool that I'll build for you on our idyllic plot of land.
I just realized I didn't text over my list. There's a lot more than a wave pool, but, you know.
No, I remember.
That's a good start.
I was here when you were laying it out. But sure, I mean, the list would be helpful.
Okay.
Because then next time I look at a property, I can say, oh, John, I'm so sorry, but there's not room for a skateboard park here.
Right.
I don't see a tree that we can build him his treehouse in.
Thank you.
You know,
that's
that
perfect.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Right. So listen, speaking of lists.
Yes. Oh.
I've been going through
this
saga here.
Oh, God.
And it's been... It's been a year-long saga. You know how PG&E can't actually provide power for the people that, you know, that live in California?
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah. So there was a point, as I've done some research on these generators, which we now, in some
Do you
areas,
have one?
They've become a necessity, right?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So the research I've done has basically points to these Honda generators. They're
okay.
They're highly rated. They're also super expensive, but it's the one, right? Mm-hmm.
Now is this
inverters.
The whole house installed, not the portable
right.
generator?
Right. No, there's a bunch going on. They're fuel injected. They're inverters. The power is. It's a long story.
Clean
I'm not
and fresh.
Trying to sell
okay.
one to you. I'm trying to tell you why I spent all this time chasing one.
Okay.
So the point is that they're hard to get.
Yeah.
Well,
people want them right now.
Everything in general is hard to get. Doesn't matter whether it's, you know, material or, I mean, if you go to a store, they're like, we don't have it.
Right.
Whatever it is. It is.
Sure. Let me put you on the list of people who are ordering that.
Right. So anyway, I've been chasing a generator because we can't face another fall.
Right.
With out power and losing, refrigerators full of food and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
So I had one on order through one store and I'd been, scouring the internets. And one of the problems that a bunch of stores have said to me is, yeah, I have that. We can't sell it to you in California. Sorry. Bye.
Right. Yeah,
and
I remember
I'm like,
you
what?
Saying
and
that.
So I've done some looking into that, and that's very political. That's like, well, California wants these companies to pay a fee to be able to sell it here. It's like a licensing
tariff
fee.
Or something, right?
Right.
Okay.
And some of these companies have said, no, we're not paying it.
Hmm.
So anyway, that's been part of the issue as well. But finally, I got one on order, like recently. It was just like, oh my... It'd been so long of looking for this particular Honda generator that I just couldn't believe my eyes. And so I'm like, with my hands trying to clean
my
lenses.
Did I just Did I just mission accomplish here?
So I order it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
They charge me. I wait through the weekend, and the charge falls. You know how charges go into pending, and you're like, yes. Okay, I'm watching it. Right. And then it falls off. I call them. I'm like, what happened? Why isn't this thing? And I'm fearing. And they go, nope, no problem. Just one of those weekend mistakes. I'll charge you again, and we'll get it in the mail. And I'm like, okay. All right, fine. Now I'm waiting again, just on pins and needles, like, oh, please just ship that thing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's a over 300-pound thing.
It's so gigantic, right. It's a good size. It's not right. A wheel around. It's
right. No, you can wheel it, but it's gigantic. It's really, and this process involved, by the way.
So you actually don't, you still don't have it, and you don't know.
No, I got it yesterday.
Oh, it arrived. You
so,
have
yes,
it at your
So, yes, this story
home.
Ends with victory. I mean, I haven't turned it
victory!
On yet. So I still, winning. Because this has been so hard.
Yes.
I still fear that I'm going to hit on and it won't work or something's going to be wrong. But at this point, I got the thing at the house. It's in my garage. This dude, the delivery company goes, all right, we'll deliver it. When's good? I'm like, immediately. He's like, how's Monday? Well, Monday's great. Yesterday morning, I call and I'm like, I just want to confirm we're good for today. And the guy goes, oh, I thought we agreed on the 29th. And I'm like, next Monday? Why would I agree to that? No. Uh-uh. I meant this Monday, like today. What are you, crazy?
Right.
And he goes, I'll load it in my car and I'll bring it. And I went, great.
You know, there, Bryn, there it is. He's a squeaky wheel. That's what it is. Vinny's the guy who will pick up the phone 9 times in one day and talk to you. About, I mean, he's
That's
watching
how you get it done,
his
man.
Pending payment. Then he calls, what the hell? And now
I'm telling
the guy's
you,
like,
this
I want
been,
this guy off my desk.
This has been a year in the making.
Oh,
it's been
God.
Crazy. And while we shouldn't need it, it is the item you need, unfortunately.
Okay, now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What happens now? It's in your garage. Where's it going?
So I've already done the pre-work, which is to talk with electricians.
Uh-huh.
I got a guy, but I had two other guys come out and give me bids, so I know my guy isn't, you know,
yes,
gouging
yeah.
me because I'm too dumb to know any better. So anyway,
plus you
the
love
guy,
being on the phone all day, so go
well,
on.
So I got the guy. He's come out. He's looked at it. We're going to put in a sub panel. He liked to refer to it as his dummy switch, which I'm fine with, but it's basically the power goes out, you pull the dummy switch, plug it in, turn it on, and the house has power.
Right.
Nice.
The whole house.
Most of the house. Yeah. I don't think it's going to run our
certain,
air conditioner,
okay,
but
so
it'll
certain,
run.
Certain circuits will be
yes,
attached to this dummy
fully
switch.
Fully powered. And
you'll have the fridge.
The fridges are
probably
the big thing.
Hot water.
The hot water's the gas, but there's a bunch of stuff that will run. Yeah, it's great.
That is
so
great.
That's the next thing. So bids are in, the guys lined up. Now we just, and the thing is here. So it's just got to get done. But I just can't believe how stupidly hard that was. On top of California not, you know, PG&E not being able to provide power. Them being in the middle of us getting generators is a thing, too.
Ay!
So,
thing.
And I tell this story as a heads up. If you're someone in a situation where you lost power 10 times last year, you should start this journey today.
We, it's so funny that we finally took the final step. We're gonna do the Tesla roof and the power walls.
Oh, good for you.
Good for someone. I mean, it's good. The fingers are crossed that it's going to be a thing because, oh my God, it's so expensive. And then they won't talk to you.
I know. Tesla's.
They're like, so we go through the thing and we measure our roof and we take some photos of it and we do all this stuff. And they're like, okay, we'll be out sometime within 2 weeks to 6 months. I'm like, wait, what? I go, well, at least we're in there.
Yeah,
and
I'm like,
who did you talk to? He goes, you don't talk to anyone. They send you a thing that says you have bought our roof. I'm like, no. I mean, I assume there's going to be a contractor, right? I'm assuming this, that's going to come out. And we're going to discuss this, and it's going to be this whole
at
thing.
At least a salesman or something like that, a salesperson to but come out and talk to you about
it's
what
right?
you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at some point.
But we've signed a thing. Like, they have our deposit.
Yeah, you're on the list of long people.
Right.
Do you want it or not? You're on the list. All right. We'll be out when we get out.
Yeah, that's great. You're smart. That's why I'm telling this story, is not because I'm trying to say like everyone should be fearing. I'm just trying to say if this is something you need to deal with and you're someone that needs a nudge, here's your nudge. If you wait till August,
the power goes out again.
If you wait till August, you will not find a generator that's going to be, you know, I mean, they're out there and people have written, hey, you could just get, and I'm like, yeah, I know, but I'm trying to solve this problem for at least the next 5 years.
Right.
Like, I really want.
Oh, I think you solved it. I mean.
We'll see.
You maintain that thing and it'll run and that'll be.
I hope that's the case.
Do you hook that up to the natural gas coming into your house, or do you have to put gasoline in it?
No, you put gasoline in it. The truth is, we were originally going to get something called Generac, mm-hmm. which
the
is
whole
another
house.
Generator type. And right. it's a whole house automatic flip over, and it's connected to your gas. Except, and this is funny, the missus is the one who researched it, and then she's the one who torpedoed it with, what if there's an earthquake and they turn the gas off? I'm
like, then you don't
okay,
have
then the whole backup is rendered useless. Yep. So why would we do that?
Right.
And that's like $30,000, by the way. So it was
those are integrated things that
right.
don't work if they've turned the gas off.
Right. No, we have, and a lot of houses include, ours isn't brand new, but it's like 13, 15 years old. If there's even a tremor of an earthquake, the gas has a flip off. So
you have to go turn it back on.
And I didn't even know what it was. And actually a neighbor, Charlie, was walking by and I'm like, our power's off. You guys got it? And he goes, oh no, that's, you gotta, look, let me show you. Stick a screwdriver in here. And he pokes it and it turned back on. And I'm like, oh my God, there's a little thing.
A little reset button.
Reset
button.
Oh, funny. Right.
It's good that's there, because certainly you want your house to just
yes.
have a couple cracks mm-hmm. in the wall and not burn down.
Right.
But, your Generac is rendered useless at that
yep.
point.
So that was one of the things we looked at. But ultimately, this was the best solution. It's been a saga. I'm glad it's done.
Whew. Yeah.
Nice.
How are you?
Fine. I mean,
okay.
You know, we're...
I'm telling
it's
you,
just
you
so
can't
funny
believe.
You're going through this, because we're, you know, we literally just pulled the trigger on our solar roof. I mean, I think we did. I'm not exactly sure. Like...
You got in line, is what it sounds like.
It's not just in line. We agreed to some stuff. Like, we're already...
You're in contract.
We are.
Yeah.
Somehow. Like, just mm-hmm. by just clicking a few things, and then without talking to anyone, you're like, I will pay you $60,000. Will I?
You know, the weird thing about Tesla is there is a blind trust happening that really I've only seen with Apple. You know, that I'm already in
like
line
that.
For the phone before anyone's even reviewed it. I'm already in line for the whatever.
Right.
Before anyone has said, this is excellent. And that's, now you're seeing that with Tesla. And I have a buddy who bought one and then he bought another one.
The
not
cars?
The roofs, the cars. But
yeah.
At first he was a little tripped out by the whole, they only text me.
Yeah. You don't go... see it, you design it, and then you press yes,
and
that's
he had
it.
One
now
delivered his second one was actually delivered to his house, and he was walking around outside waiting for them, and they'd already parked it. He realized that he jumped in front of them, the car was there, but they hadn't notified him yet that it was there, so he was out front when he turned around and realized, oh, that might be my car. And it was. And that's
got
a different thing going there.
This because we were all about Tesla, like as soon as you look at the roof thing, you're like, well, now I guess I got to get the car at some point, because you can power your house with your car with their inverter. Instead of your house charging your car, the power goes out, your power walls have died. You plug your car in.
Your last remnants come from the car, huh?
It will power it for a long time. It's like bigger than the power wall. So, and then there's an
really?
App. Yeah. Where and then you, there's an yeah, app. The cars are, you know, they go 300 miles on the one charge. So then there's an app and it shows you, you know, what's attached and how much you're getting and what's happening with it. But one of the things, so we're looking at this Model Y, just looking, it's not, you know, look, one giant expense at a time. But we're looking at this Y, and I'm wondering.
It's hard to believe you. I think you're looking at the S or the X. Or,
oh, no.
Or
no,
some
the
Lamborghini.
Y. No, the Y. The Y. It's the Y is great. It's all you need. A Lamborghini. Please, that's not going to power my house.
Well, we don't know after this Cloverdale incident. We feel like suckers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should. So, Bryn, let me ask you this. Because for $10,000, they'll give you this whole self-driving package. And I'm like, I mean, I feel like we need that. There's this thing called Summon.
Uh-huh,
Do you have Summon and have you used it?
I haven't used it, but I know about it and I've watched videos on it because I was going to help my dad with it. But I don't even know.
So your dad has it?
I don't know. He told me to look it up for him and I just don't. I haven't tried it. I haven't been around them for a while.
Vin, you park your car down the street from, you know, and around the corner and in some lot or whatever from the restaurant. And then you come out of the restaurant and you hit the summon button and the car drives over to you.
Yeah.
Like, this is so awesome.
Is this part
like,
of the
world
package
is
that,
awesome.
That has a fully autonomous package with it? Is that
yeah,
part of that
it's
package?
Full, it's,
yeah,
it's the so, self-driving.
So what you're
okay.
telling
streets.
Us is there's a deal where you get the roof. And
no,
you
no,
get the wall.
No, I'm not
and
telling
then
you that.
They throw in the car. Is that what you're telling me?
Only if you live in Cloverdale.
Uh-huh.
No, it's no. But as you read, as you're doing your roof, and we can figure the roof, they're saying, you know, and we there's a friend
while
of ours.
While you're at it.
Yeah, while you're at it, you might as well get the car. I think I told you guys this. We saw this funky looking roof, and we walk over, and it turns out it's like this person we sort of knew. And we sat and talked to them for like 2 hours, and they took us through this whole thing, and we had sort of experienced the Powerwall roofing thing in that way. And he was showing us how his car can do the blah, 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 blah. And, of course, it's all corroborated on the website. And so ever since then, we've been talking about it and talking about it. But the roof is going to be funny looking. Like it's
it's going to be super useful, though, so that's
oh, yeah,
important.
No. I agree, but it is John. John was like, that was John's last argument against pulling the trigger on this. He's like, it's going to be a funny looking roof. It's going to look plastic. I'm like, I don't care if it looks like it's covered in moss.
It's
like,
the roof. It's not inside the house. It's
right
on top of the house.
And also, you'd tell someone, go, wow, your roof's kind of funny. You go, yeah. And my, you know what else is funny looking? My PG&E bill. There's no E on there. I'm not paying for any E.
Right.
So I
yeah
I
good
just,
for you that's awesome I we already had solar that was yeah. on the house when we got it so and
does it
honestly,
zero out your electric
part of the decision for the generator over that Generac thing which was outrageously you know priced and then had this you know the one glaring flaw which is if your gas goes off you've got no power so there's that but one of the things that we'd looked into was this Tesla Firewall and quite frankly. They don't make a dongle for our roof yet. So we've got solar.
Yep.
And the Tesla Powerwall just won't. There's not a connection
there's no
yet.
Connection.
But eventually they would make that, right?
I would think
you
so,
would think,
Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was part
somebody
of it.
Somebody wants
was,
to sell you a dongle at the very least. Right.
Right. So that was part of it, too, was as we looked into getting that Powerwall with our roof, we thought this is. Eventually, they're going to do this. I'd rather go that route and not be stuck with the gas thing. So
right.
eventually, if that comes available, that'll be part of our and this will move to the backup, the generator right. we got. But yeah, it's so scary to think that I don't want to go. Look, I got now two kids and a wife, and they're all depending on me to make sure this house stays functioning. So it's been
a lot
thing.
Of responsibility, Vin.
I have felt... I put it on myself. Nobody's saying it to me. No one's done anything to me.
No,
to,
that's
to,
you're being the person who's in charge of that. That's
I guess.
You know.
I don't know, but I have lost sleep over this stupid generator that now is at least in the garage. Today I'll open the box and see if I can make it work.
Mm. And then within a couple of weeks, the new sub panel will be in and you'll be styling.
Well, I'll be waiting for trouble, at least ready for it if it happens.
Oh, my God. No,
preferably, it won't get used ever.
You'll have to go in there, flick a switch.
I would love
everything will work.
To never turn it on.
I know. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes. Okay.
So what are you going to... Okay.
Oh, I'm out of time. Darn it.
We'll...
I'm going to tell... I finished Justice League. I'll tell you guys about it later.
Nice.
Oh, all right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.